Later this hour, are you watching the Emmys tonight? You may not have a vote for the winners, but the folks in D.C. have some strong opinions on shows about our nation's capital.
If you cover the White House, there are three questions that you always get and you always have to be prepared for. One is, what's the president really like? Two is, have you ever ridden on Air Force One? And three is, what do you think of popular political drama X?
Our own Todd Zwillick stepped into the political drama of finding out how the Beltway gang feels about their portrayal in TV's Veep and House of Cards. And we're asking you this hour, what TV show topped your list this year?
Hey, this is Eric Metz from Dallas, Texas. My favorite show had to be Cosmos. The original series and the accompanying book literally changed my life. So I had high hopes that the new one would inspire another generation. And I wasn't disappointed at all.
One adventure with many heroes.
One of you from Statesville, North Carolina said this, it was the most satisfying end possible to a masterpiece of the small screen about, you guessed it, Breaking Bad. What TV show deserves a trophy from you? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and be part of the conversation or send us a tweet at The Takeaway while coming up here on The Takeaway. What if the folks in Washington picked the Emmys that are scheduled tonight? Lord knows we wouldn't want to burden them with another responsibility, right? They're so busy doing virtually nothing. But try this.
It's the Washington, D.C. Emmy Awards. And the award for the best portrayal of a character from Washington politics.
There are actually some strong candidates here. HBO's Veep is nominated for Best Comedy. And for the binge-loving, nasty, backstabbing House of Cards from Netflix, there's a nomination for Best Drama. TV loves D.C., and viewers love their TV D.C., even if they don't much care for the real-life cast of Inside the Beltway. But do people in the Beltway like how they're portrayed? We put this to Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick and his sources in the White House and Capitol Hill. Hi, Todd.
Hi, John.
If they were to call the roll at the Emmys on Capitol Hill, who would win?
Well, we're about to find out because this year at the Emmys is really the year, John, where they're showing how much America loves political shows. House of Cards is nominated for 10 awards. Veep is nominated for 8. And as much as political operators and journalists like to think their issues and their stories is what reach the public, it's really the fictionalized versions that most people see. Olivier Knox is White House correspondent and Washington bureau chief for Yahoo News, a 12-year veteran of the White House beat.
If you cover the White House, there are three questions that you always get and you always have to be prepared for. One is, what's the president really like? Two is, have you ever ridden on Air Force One? And three is, what do you think of popular political drama X?
And this goes back a long way, right?
Yeah. Oh, it does. It goes all the way back to the West Wing and before. And in this case, John, popular political drama X, as Olivier Knox was saying, is House of Cards.
He chose money over power. In this town, a mistake nearly everyone makes.
And the show has it all. It has scheming and has plotting and sex and murder, tons of intricate congressional maneuvering. But you know what it doesn't have, John? It doesn't have a lot of love among Washington's political class.
Really?
Olivier Knox told me that he lost interest after a few minutes of the pilot. The characters, he said, entertaining, but too competent, too good at what they do. Not realistic. In fact, John, unscientific poll, I put the House of Cards versus Veep question out on a listserv that's frequented by political professionals and journalists. I got about 50 replies.
That's pretty good.
But 95% of them, Veep.
You may never meet her personally. She may never catch your eye or ever thank you. But Selina Meyer will never forget you.
You are going to change America. In a way that usually only war and fluoride can.
I'm Jess McIntosh. I'm a Democratic operative. I work in communications. Literally nobody who doesn't work in politics has ever asked me if my life is like Veep. It is like Veep. Our lives are not like House of Cards. There is really nothing that House of Cards presents other than the names of certain Washington locations that bear any relation to reality. Whereas Veep is sometimes so painful to watch because it is so close to things that have happened in my world that I'm aware that it's funny, but I can't possibly laugh at it. It's our lives are Veep.
My name's Tim Miller. I'm the executive director of America Rising PAC, which is basically a Republican opposition research super PAC. I come down very strongly in favor of Veep.
It's an honor. I actually wrote it in my diary and stared at it for a full 5 minutes.
My treat for you.
John, Tim Miller told me that Veep portrays the real lives of political operatives in uncanny ways. You know, a world that's small and insular, where people really do tend to fail upward. Like Mike McClintock, the Veep's press secretary on the show.
All right, I gotta get going. I gotta go make noises out of my face hole or whatever it is I do.
The guy's bad at his job, but he's still around after two decades. And there are political moments that also make handlers cringe. The uncomfortable meet and greets with half-interested voters. The photo op that just doesn't gel for Selina Meyer.
She goes to Britain and, you know, she's at the ball. She's at the bar and she's drinking this enormous, you know, glass of warm beer, and she hates beer, and she has to fake it, was very reminiscent of, you know, watching our nominee, Governor Romney, last time on the campaign trail, where all of a sudden you get in these photo op situations where you just have no ability to navigate it in a normal fashion.
What am I having? What would you recommend that I have at this lovely place?
How about a nice Pinot Noir?
Oh, that sounds... divine.
I'm joking. No, that's he won't. I think to me you look like a bitter person. Maybe. Don't worry. It's just a joke. Just playing.
Bitter is a horrible beer.
Well, she's gonna drink it and she's gonna smile.
A lot of these people feel like their lives are featured in Veep. But I found something else interesting. You know, among the political people I talked to, a lot of Veep lovers, but also House of Cards haters. And this was actually not so funny. John, a lot of women that I spoke to in town, especially journalists, said that since House of Cards got popular, they've been asked to answer for one Zoe Barnes.
Do you have a man who cares for you? An older man?
No.
But you've been with older men before?
Yes.
Then you know they hurt you. And after they hurt you, they discard you.
You can't hurt me.
And Kate Nocera has been on Capitol Hill for about 5 years. She works for BuzzFeed.
Ha ha, have you ever slept with any of your sources? That was not a question that existed in my world before the show. And now it happens all the time. Whether it's a joke or not, it's still offensive. And I immediately kind of tense up when someone says that. People have been surprised, too, when they've asked it, how mad I get.
John, Kate Nocera is not alone in this. Meredith Shiner of Yahoo News told me that she gets, okay, that Hollywood shows need sex, but she wishes that weren't the one thing that people think about her life as a political reporter.
Being a woman here in the job that I do is difficult no matter what, and this sort of has fueled into it because it brings outsiders to that same perspective that I think is unfortunately cast by insiders too.
Well, you can certainly see that the unflattering portrait on House of Cards rubs people the wrong way. I can understand that, male or female. But aren't there people on Capitol Hill who dream of having the power of a Frank Underwood?
Well, let me introduce you to Susan Davis. She doesn't want power, but she covers power and has for a long time. She's the congressional correspondent for USA Today. She's covered Congress and elections since 2002, a real veteran. Now, Susan says she doesn't like the Zoe Barnes portrayal either, but Frank Underwood, to her, is actually an aspirational figure.
You need forceful, dominant, strong personalities who know how to govern. I've never witnessed a politician in this Congress today who I think is as cunning or as smart or as capable of governing as someone like a Frank Underwood would be.
I've always loathed the necessity of sleep. Like death, it puts even the most powerful men on their backs.
If anything, it's frustrating to see how incapable so many of these people are.
So we're living in the Veep era in Washington, and we'll only fix government if we get into the Underwood era, perhaps.
That's what Susan Davis is really saying. There are no more Lyndon Johnsons, no more Tom DeLays, no more results-oriented, if not ruthless, political operators in Washington, and she's kind of longing for that. But I got to leave it with Jess McIntosh, the Democratic operative that we heard from before.
Those characters on Veep, think they're on House of Cards. They're doing the Machiavellian thing. They're trying to one-up everybody else on their team and get ahead, and it always fails. And that's basically what happens in Washington. If you're trying to play three-dimensional chess, you're going to forget that you have a really important job to do, and you're going to fall down on it, and then everybody's going to laugh at you.
She's dead on.
Everybody loves Jess. The laughter of Veep, all too real for a lot of people in Washington, D.C., John.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. A cameo on Veep in your future?
Well, John, if they're going to give me one, I'd rather it be on House of Cards. Veep is apparently all too real.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, handing the Inside the Beltway Emmy to Veep. So what show would you give an Emmy Award to this year? We'd love to know. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And if you want to catch up on that conversation or listen back to anything on our program, check us out at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.